When you're done, right, you say, well, you know, you kind of pulling your pants up a little bit, right, and say, well, you know, I fixed your problem, and I'm going to charge you, let's see, what's, $50. That's what I'm going to charge you.
Hey, 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 plumbing pros, welcome to the 426th episode of Potty Talk. I'm here with the lovely Laura. Of course, yours truly, the Million Dollar Plumber. All right.
Million Dollar Plumber.
All right. How are you doing, baby?
Doing great.
Hey, this is a fun one here. Hey, you ever get flustered? I got a question for you guys out there. You ever get flustered with customer objections? All right. Do you ever get flustered with customer objections?
Customer objections don't happen in the plumbing or home service world.
No, they don't.
Customers are always happy to pay and happy to, to have work done. Happy.
Objections happen, but... Look, it really is easy. I'm going to share a very powerful three-step, script.
Okay.
You can go through here. That just overcomes the objections. I mean, there's so much. This is sales. This is where I do draw the line of you got to have special sales training. Mm-hmm. That's a cop-out. In fact, I know of even some that, they have sales talks and all, mm-hmm. and train. It's a cop-out. And you're looking, of course the guys are listening and think it's fun. And love whatever going on because they get like a free lunch or whatever.
Oh, if you bring in sales training, I see.
You're doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the guys don't want to be salesmen and they're not salesmen. No. Okay. And they're never going to be salesmen. And trying to make your guys salesmen is what the problem is.
Teach them to be servicemen.
There we go. Exactly.
Huh?
Very good.
Hashtag.
Right. All right. To serve the customer. But you really, man, we have, a process, that we teach and train has worked for, in our business over 20 years, mm-hmm. okay? And I've been to all the sales, done it all. Mm-hmm. This is, again, I'm going to remind you, I'm in my 40th year in the trades here. So I've seen it all, heard it all, done it all. All right, and of course, I've seen guys do, I hate the sales excuse. We need sales training, mm-hmm. okay? You don't need sales training, mm-hmm. all right? You need service training.
You need service training, right.
But you do these three things, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is how you'll close 98% of your calls. You don't need special words. There is one that you need to ask a question. It is the million-dollar question. I mean, it works, okay?
That's point three, I'll bet.
Okay. say the best for last, okay? Mm-hmm. But.
Yes, and we teach this in the Success Academy, the Million Dollar Plumber Success Academy. We teach all these things, such as being service men and women, as opposed to sales men and women. We teach that and many other things in the Million Dollar Plumber Success Academy, and would love to talk to you about it. Would love to talk about what's going on with your business. What are some of the struggles that you'd love to overcome? Or maybe you're just starting out with your plumbing business, or maybe your business has been going on for a while, and you're like, man, I am 2 steps ahead and 14 steps back some days, right? We offer you to book a call with one of our success coaches. Just go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call. You can book a call with our success manager, have a conversation, see if maybe the Million Dollar Plumber Success Academy is a good fit for you. Right?
There you go.
It may not be. It may be. We pretty much think that
No matter what, we're pointing in the right direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's not a heavy push here or sell.
No. We service.
Right.
We service you.
There we go.
Okay. We're service people.
All right, so what are the three steps here? We've seen this. This is, you'll close 90% of your calls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so when you get that objection, you're getting any kind of objection. First of all, I'd like to say, you've heard me say, no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or whatever. They don't. Okay. But they called you. They're already sold.
Right.
They're already sold.
Stop turning them off.
They're already sold. Okay. But they do want to say no because mm-hmm. no one wants to spend money. Right, on a plumber.
Right.
Or you HVAC guys mm-hmm. or Sparkies or, whatever.
Do Sparkies call themselves Sparkies or is Sparkies a derogatory?
Hold
on a second, you got a fuzzball right
okay.
now. Do Sparkies, is that a complimentary phrase or?
Well, I guess it's better than what they called me in this on the job. Okay.
As we had a plumbing business and I knew we called electrician Sparky, but I didn't know if that was a derogatory phrase. I don't want to.
Guys can get over it.
Sparkies.
All right.
Okay.
There's a little competition between the trades. You guys all know that. Okay. All right. So what you do these three things, you'll close 98% of the calls. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Number one. Okay. You get that objection. Number one, go over the offer.
Huh?
Go over the offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I disagree. Yep. Totally disagree. I think you should walk into the house. Just plug away. Don't ask questions. Just plug away, walk to the problem. If it's a toilet, just, Miss Jones, I'm here to fix your toilet. Step aside. I am here to fix your toilet.
I'm here to save the day.
I'm here to save the day. Walk into the toilet, into the bathroom, clink around on the toilet, you know, put a Band-Aid fix on it, put some gum on it, some super glue.
If she starts talking, go,
Or if she calls it the doohickey, most assuredly correct her.
Yes.
If she calls some sort of plumbing issue something the wrong name, correct Mrs.
Jones.
And tell
her everything you know.
Yes.
About the situation.
Absolutely. That is the way to go. And then when you're done, right, you say, well, you know, you kind of pulling your pants up a little bit, right, and say, well, you know, I fixed your problem, and I'm going to charge you, $50.
There we go.
That's what I'm going to charge you.
Ooh, you're in the money.
Sorry. Yes. So, no, all right.
You're in a mood today.
I know. I don't know why. Well, actually, we do, but.
Sadly, that's what mostly happens out there. Mm-hmm. And when you do get the objection, they panic, and they go back to the shop, and, you know, You ask your guy, you know, why didn't you close the call? What happened? Mm-hmm. Well, they objected. Oh, I need to get some sales training here. Stupid is and stupid does. Okay, I know. Hey, just want to hit it. This is why we see guys struggle.
It's
such an easy fix. Mm-hmm. You push back that, you know, again, the customer, you got to understand the whole psychology of what's happening here, okay? And if we did just walk into the house and that kind of stuff, the customer's mm-hmm. going to stay uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If we didn't, you know, listen to or let you know. So what are you experiencing with, you hear a tinkling sound? What do you hear?
Tell me about it.
Right. Even though you already know what the problem is, it doesn't matter what you know. Okay?
I'm going to give you some advice. Right. I'm going to give you some advice.
Okay. And we're going off a tangent.
I'm going to give you some advice. And this will be helpful in your business. And also, if you're married, it's going to help in your married life too. And your married life too. Us women want to be heard. Yeah. We want to be heard. We don't want you to fix it. Right. That's in the marriage. And when you're in the customer's house, okay, yeah, she wants you to fix it. That would be the exemption to the rule. But we just want to be heard. We want to tell our story. We want to be like, oh man, the middle of the night, the thing keeps going, the toilet keeps running, it's driving me crazy, and I can't get any sleep, and la 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 la. And it only seems to happen on, you know, a full moon on a Tuesday, or what, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. Hi. Let Mrs. Jones tell her story. Again, Mr. Professional Plumber, you know what the problem is. You know, you've seen a billion of them, right? But to Mrs. Jones, this is the only problem that exists. So listen to your customer. Hear her when she speaks.
Right. Yes. It is that.
It's really that easy. And then also in your marriage, us women, we just want to be heard. We just want to be heard. And most of the time we don't. Nope. All the time we don't want you to fix it. Just saying. We just want to vent. We just want to talk. And ladies, if there's any ladies watching Potty Talk, please comment and give me an amen. And I know every single woman on the planet is saying, yes, I just want my husband to listen to me and not try to fix whatever problem I'm bringing to you.
Have I done something to you or haven't done something? Because are you speaking to me? I mean, there's...
No, you're much better. You used to do it a lot. You're much better.
Okay.
So much, much better. But still, I mean, you're a guy. So the tendency is for guys, because that's how you're created. That's how you're wired. God wired you that way to be problem solvers and to be fixers, right?
Right.
Us women, I want you to shut up. anyway, right, so that was the bonus one.
So we probably walked in there. Okay, you get to, you know, with the objection. Mm-hmm. If you are getting objections, of course, it's you haven't set up that you're credible, mm-hmm. or you haven't set up that you actually care about them. That those kind of things. So there are things that we teach that you got to do. There's nothing special about that, but it's just reminding, such as listen. Okay, listen, there's nothing rocket science about that. That's not a special word. Mm-hmm. That's not some time that, okay, and this kind of customer, when they say this or display this, then we listen or we don't. That's something you do all the time, okay?
Yes.
So if we haven't done those things, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you come up with a customer objection, mm-hmm. is objecting to, they don't trust you. It's either because you haven't done your job. Mm-hmm. Of course, it is the price. So we're kind of wondering about it's really two things. The customer doesn't trust you, if they're objecting. An objection is, well, I need to talk to my husband, mm-hmm. or I'm just calling around getting prices,
right.
Or, you know, that's what they're saying is, I don't trust you, mm-hmm. or, boy, this is way too expensive.
Right.
This is way more than what mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be,
right.
Okay, which it always is, okay?
Correct.
Some will actually voice that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's easy then, mm-hmm. okay? But really, that's only two things are happening. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need... So there's not special words or something you need to say, okay? Mm-hmm. We see that you do these three things, mm-hmm. okay? You will close this call, okay?
Yep.
And it's, again, mm-hmm. go over the offer.
Yes.
You may not be clear on the offer. I mean, just clarify.
Because mm-hmm. you're offering options.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may not understand what all is you said because they may be listening, but they're not listening because mm-hmm. they're, how much is, and they hear the pricing and the, okay, and the mind goes, it's always more. And don't be afraid of the pricing. As far as set my, as soon as we got the team set up to where expect them to throw up or their head spin around or they speak in some demon voice or cry or do something that they're every single time. Because no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. No one wants to spend any money with a plumber, mm-hmm. okay, or any home service, okay? So the objection is the price, mm-hmm. all right?
Yes.
But we can clarify what, make sure they understand the offer.
Make sure they understand the offer. Okay. Again, you're offering options, right? So make sure they understand the different options. It could be, again, we use the toilet example almost all the time, or else use a different water heater, right? So you've gone out and the water heater's not keeping water hot, and the tank's, you know, 7 years old, right? And depending on where you are in the country and how long water heaters last and all that kind of stuff, you want to arm the customer with information. Yeah, the tank hasn't burst, right? It's not leaking. So you probably can change, you know, something in one of the components, whether it be the thermostat or an element or whatever it might be. But offering the customer a new water heater and then tell her about it, right? Say, you know, here in our area, especially in Indianapolis, we had really, really hard water, super hard water in Indiana. And so plumbing mechanicals didn't last as long. So we could tell Mrs. Jones, your water heater is about 7 years old. Typically in our area, they last around 6 years old. Might be time to consider, you know, replacing the water heater. And, you know, here's the newest water heater and blah, blah, blah. But arm them with the information. Give them information. You're the professional.
Right.
The customer doesn't call a plumber every day, every week, every month. It's an unfamiliar situation to them. So you're the professional. Give them all of the information.
And it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Again, what they did here, they don't want to spend money on plumbing. Mm-hmm. And so they've heard the pricing now in their mind. So you may have been telling them about all the great benefits of this piece of equipment or repair or whatever you're going to do, but they just heard the price and in their mind going, oh my God, that's what's way more than I thought it was right. going to be. I just got the car taken care of and now I'm going to pay for this. And oh man,
Johnny's got braces. I got to get
right. How am I going to, man, the whole world's coming apart here. Mm-hmm. Before we know it, there's going to be men dressing in women's locker rooms. And are we going to do?
That could never happen.
Right.
That would be
insanity. So their minds and they're thinking all that. And, you know, they didn't even hear what the mm-hmm. offer was, mm-hmm. okay, what you know, what the repair was. Mm-hmm. So when they do get the objection, you can ask, well, is there something you didn't understand? No matter what they said, mm-hmm.
I would say it's something you didn't understand. Is there something I can clarify for you?
Right, they're right. Right? That's right.
That's Thank a better you. Way to put it.
Is yes. our height. I know.
Okay. Because us girls don't want to think we don't
is
understand
there something,
something.
You don't understand?
Little woman.
Right. Throw that in too.
Little right. missus, can you get your husband in here right. and maybe he can explain it to you? Oh, you will get up. Hand to the That's side a, of the head so fast.
All right. Yeah.
So I think a better way to say it, you would have stepped into that one better. Yeah, right. Better way to say it, is there something I can clarify for you?
Right.
And in what I've, you know, the and information no what I've given
say,
you.
But so they say, well, I'm just calling around getting prices. Well, is there something I need to clarify with you? Mm-hmm. Were you looking at one of the options, and is it something I need to clarify?
Right.
Oh, I need to talk with my husband, whatever. Okay. Well, is there something I can clarify for you that mm-hmm. you can talk to him? You know.
Right.
So it's, you want to make sure they understand.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if that go to the next thing is point number two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Offer a credible discount. Mm.
Okay.
Offer a credible discount. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two key words there. Okay.
Credible
discount. First of all, credible discount.
Right.
Just don't say, well, I could take $20 off that.
Right.
Or $100.
Not 20, 50. How about 100? Yeah. Right. Don't do that.
You know, so what if it's don't start wheeling that they feel like you can wheel and deal on the price.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But a in credible, that manner.
In the manner.
In that manner.
It is about the money. Mm-hmm. 9.9 times out of 10, it is about the money. We need to stop being afraid of that. Again, no one wakes up in the morning wants to call a plumber. No one wants to spend money on plumbing. It is about the money. Mm-hmm. Okay, if we've done everything else right, we've communicated with them, we've showed up, we've listened, we've diagnosed, we did, there's credibility, you know, they like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They get to where, ooh, whatever they say, whatever that objection is, it's about the money. Mm-hmm. Okay? 40 years, guys, 40 years. I've been in the trades now. It's my 40th year. Mm-hmm. Okay? It doesn't change. Mm-hmm. Music styles have changed. Clothing styles have changed. Okay, where you can dress, what dressing room you can change in has changed, okay? But this has never changed,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So.
Offer credible discounts.
Credible
so things
discount.
That you can offer is
right.
The best and easiest way is, are they a repeat customer or are they a new customer?
Right.
Right. So you can say, well, Mrs. Jones, looks like, you know, you're a repeat customer. We'd love to take care of our repeat customers. What I can do is offer you 10% off if we do the work today. Not in the future, right? I've got, and then you can say, I've got a time open, this time open to take care of whatever the issue is, you know, for you. So I can give you 10% off if we do the work.
I'm authorized to
give you a 10% discount because you're a repeat customer. Or it's, hi, Mrs. Jones, looks like you're a new customer. And right. we'd love to earn your business. I'm authorized to give you 10% off new customer discount if I can do the work today.
Right.
That easy.
You, right.
It's that easy.
Mm-hmm. And that may be enough. We all like, everybody likes a little bit of money off.
Of course.
I remember I would get, hey, and as we're recording, we're having Pizza King tonight. Those who know, that's our favorite pizza from Indiana. We don't live in Indiana long, but it's the best pizza in the world. It is the best pizza.
It really
pizza,
is the best pizza okay? in the world. It's
true also statement. The most. It's,
and you can get it delivered. Frozen.
We have it flown in now.
Yeah, we do. We
some people fly in lobsters and stuff like
not
that.
Us. No. Greasy old.
See, I told you, I'm just a redneck at heart.
Greasy old Indiana pizza right. that we grew up on. But anyway, right. we have it say flown in. It's like they do ship like on ice, dry ice, and all that kind of stuff. But and we too. Well, okay, so I'm just going to go down from a price standpoint. It really is cost effective. I'm just all I'm saying.
No, it is.
But anyway, I know. I know,
stuff, right.
I know. So I know where you're going with the Pizza King discount, right?
Well, yeah, we know how discounting works, okay? And this is one thing we teach in the academy of how to use the discount. By the way, customer pays for everything. All customers pay for everything, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I know how it works. But we're buying a pizza and going to pick up a pizza, you know, back there and pick up for delivery. And it's kind of it is a top
it's
line
an,
it,
it's
for
an
what
expensive,
it is. It's expensive
pizza.
You know, and it's usually served in these hole in the wall places, you know, in small town Indiana. Right. And it's like twice as much as Domino's or something, you know, but it is good. So anyways, I'm up there paying for the pizza and she pulls, they have a stack of these coupon, you know, the new flyers or things are going out. Hey, I got a coupon here for you. You know, it's 10% off. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, cool. Great. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was like a little kid, you know, mm-hmm. But like a little kid, mm-hmm. I get a little discount.
Yeah.
And I know how it works. Okay. That's what discounts do.
Yes.
Okay. That's even just having that little bit for your customer, mm-hmm. giving that 10%.
Right.
It gets them over the, okay, I got a little something.
Right.
They gave me a little something. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not as bad.
Right.
Right.
And make sure if they then, you know, go with whatever work and you're going to give them 10% off, make sure you show that on your invoice. Right. This is so important, you guys. Show the discount that they're getting on the invoice. So you know, hopefully you're using some sort of field management software, but show the task that you're going to do, right? And the full price. And then another line item is the discount. So 10% discount. So say the bill is $500, then show the full price of whatever the task is. And then the next line, 10% new customer discount. And then minus $50, right? 10%, $50. You have to do that because if you don't do that, in their minds, the discount didn't happen. We have to see it. Guys, think about this. When you go to Walmart, when you go to any store, Kohl's is a great example of how they do whatever this is called, you know, discount psychology or whatever, right? You go to Kohl's and they always show the full price, right? They either got it on a little sticker above or whatever it is, they show the full price. And then right next to it is what the discounted price is. Always. Right. Why do you think they do that? Why don't they just put what the new price is?
Because all the advertising says 20% off.
Right.
20% off all the, you know, fall clothing or whatever right. that, you know, mm-hmm. whatever that is.
So they don't just out the original price.
Right.
They show you the discounted price. Right. And the reason they do that is because human psychology wants to see that we got the discount. So you absolutely have to put it on the invoice.
All right. Mm-hmm. It has to be credible. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. So I even say this, you know, it could be a pet lover. They got a pet. And we had that, a pet lover's discount. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, and even just saying that, pet lover's discount.
Mm-hmm. Dog lovers, cat lover,
whatever.
Goldfish lover, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Oh, but they have, we have a goldfish lover discount. You got to see that they have a goldfish and that they say, okay. And what happens in their mind is, well, I'm a goldfish lover. I have a goldfish.
I love goldfish.
Okay, that works. Mm-hmm. I got me a goldfish lover discount. Okay. I know that sounds silly, but psychologically that is simply what's happening. Uh-huh. Okay. So whether it's a senior, you know, discount, you gotta be, you know, if you think it doesn't matter worrying about their older.
They have to be obviously a senior, obviously. A senior. Be real careful guys with that.
Or
I think we're considered, well, no, we got a couple more years,
yeah.
But I would be totally offended if someone offered me a senior discount.
Well, I'm already get that AARP stuff in the mail, you know, it's like, and they're planning my, you know, your burial stuff, you know,
funeral home newsletters and stuff. What the heck? Golly.
I get on some kind of mailing list. What happened to the, anyways.
Yeah. When we hit 60, right. That was what it was.
So it's, you know, incredible in that way, mm-hmm. you know, so even like, you know, first responders family, you know, so mm-hmm. it goes with, yeah, we didn't call it first responder. We called it a military discount, but today I'd call it a first responder's family.
Police officers.
Because you could see they may have pictures of their kids. You don't know who the police officer is or the mm-hmm. fireman or the Marine or whatever they have that you see the pictures or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's why you got to be aware.
Right.
And that's something they're proud of too, by the way. Mm-hmm. So that helps psychologically with giving the discount and the pricing, everything that's going on. I'm getting something because our family is this.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And you also want to make sure that you only offer one discount. Right.
One
discount because what you don't want to do is, you know, kind of say, okay, I'm going to give you a new customer discount, 10%. And then you go and do the work and then you come back and then they're like, oh, I found this coupon, which hopefully you don't have coupons on your website for the Marsh Boat. Coupons don't work. But if you got some sort of, you know, newsletter or something that went out that said, you know, 15% off work that we do, yeah,
we
whatever.
We talked about that, sending out a newsletter with mm-hmm. it, right?
With a discount.
Right.
They can't then come and say, oh, by the way, I found this on your website or I got an email, 15%. No, it's one discount. And that's what's common. Okay. So what you can say is, well, let's, you know, depending on what the discounts are, let's take a look and see which one's going to be your better value.
Yes.
Right. And so work that. And you can say, you know, just like all companies, we only allow for one discount at a time. So let me figure out what's going to be the best money saving discount for you. Right.
Right. So, because we talk about, you know, VIP memberships and that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Which you offer a discount. We offered a 15% discount.
Yes. For VIP members.
And they could see that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it did happen sometimes. They would try to, okay, I'm going to buy the membership mm-hmm. And go to the membership rate and then mm-hmm. wanted to give my, you know, my first response, you know, military mm-hmm. family.
Or
discount.
Senior or whatever it is.
Whatever that is. No. And
nope.
Then you have to, and it's okay. You have that discussion and the whole rest of the world works that way.
Correct.
They don't double up coupons. You can't go anywhere and use multiple coupons on the same thing.
Nope. Can't do it.
Okay.
Yep. So, if they're a VIP member and you've given them 15% off and then they say, well, do you have a senior discount? So yeah, we do. It's 10%. But your discount as a VIP member is the greatest discount. And so we only give one discount at a time, which makes sense to you, I'm sure, Mrs. Jones. And so I'm going to make sure you get the 15% discount. That's your biggest savings. You leave it at that. So
there we go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of discount, I have something free for you. It's discounted all the way to free. Check it out. Hey, every professional tradesman knows you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? So why are you trying to build your home service business without one? Grab your free copy of my Million Dollar Pro Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable home service business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab the Million Dollar Pro Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to milliondollarpro.com/free and start building success. All right. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
How about that discount?
Okay. All right. So guys, would love if you give us a thumbs up. If you're watching YouTube or if you're any of your podcasts, your favorite podcast players, a review, a thumbs up, a follow, all the things, right? Because reviews mean a lot to almost every business out there. So we'd love to get a nice review. If you hate us, just shut up and leave us alone.
Right. Just move on down the road.
Move on down the road. All right. But if you love us, we'd love to get a nice review from you as that helps our business as well. So appreciate it.
And I can tell if you hate, it's okay if you not hate us because successful people don't hate. Okay. They're not hating, but hey, this doesn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. Move on down the road.
Right.
Well, if you can move on down the road without saying, you guys suck, I know you're successful. If you say, you guys suck, I know you're a hack.
Right.
Okay. That you're not anywhere because successful people don't have time to respond. Okay. No, this isn't for me. I don't like this. They just move on down the road.
Right. I'll try something different. Right. Maybe there's someone else that I like better. Can't imagine that there would be, but if there was, yeah.
So every time I see a negative response, mm-hmm. I just know, hey, again, this is, I'm 60 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm even going beyond the 40 years in the trade. If you're responding negatively, mm-hmm. I think loser, 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 mm-hmm. because winners don't have time to respond negatively.
Now, you can leave a comment like, I don't know, Richard, if I agree with you on this point or whatever. And then
you're wrong. I'll say
yeah, you'd be 100% wrong. But then that's a more mature whatever. But yeah, if you're just, right. Richard, your teeth are too white. Richard, your hands are too clean. Richard, right. Your whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You can't be a plumber.
What about that beard?
Oh, my stars. All right. So let's move on. All right. That's so right. We are talking about the powerful three-step sales script to overcome most plumbing customers' objections. So we've gone over, make sure you go over the offer. Make it clear to Mrs. Jones what the offer is, right? Number two, offering a credible discount. I think we beat that one to death in the earlier segment, but offering a credible discount.
And these things, you do these things, you will close. And this is the closer, okay? You're still, a discount's not enough, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever you go to that. Ask for their price. Mm-hmm. That's the deal closer right there. Okay. Ask for their price. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen to this. The most important question you'll ask. Okay. This is the only question you need to ask. Mrs. Jones, what's in your budget to get it taken care of today?
Today.
Memorize that right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the $1 million sales. I just gave it to you for free. This is the $1 million sales mm-hmm. phrase. This is, you do this. You'll close every single time, okay? Mrs. Jones, what's in your budget to get it taken care of today? And then shut up and listen, okay? Well, you know, you just quoted for a water heater.
Okay.
And we're always silly. You know, and, well, I didn't think it'd be any more than, you know, $900. Don't come back. Here's some training here. You can't have your tech or you come back. Oh, well, this is, ain't no way you can do it for $900. These things cost $900. And by the time we put it in and we do this and all, they don't give it.
Crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got a number. Okay. And even if they say it's free. Okay. Even if they came back and said, no, I thought you were going to pay me $50 for coming out. When they said you had a $50, you know,
coupon. Savings.
Right. I thought you were going to pay me $50 and then fix everything.
I love how you never exaggerate about those types of things.
Well, because I want to hit you upside the head. You got to emotionally, you got to go this way. Because what happens is, and we had him, our guys, that's what we had to work with our guys, okay, to say, because all of a sudden they know you can't do this job for $100.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Or this only costs $400 at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. You can't. Then you try to explain why that's 400. That's different than that. And this, you can't do it for that.
Well, in my overhead.
Right. In my overhead. Let me
explain all my overhead. You lie.
It doesn't matter. The big thing is psychologically, you got them to state a number, so they at least pulled their wallet out or opened up. They had an idea. I'll spend this. Mm-hmm. This is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you've said, you know, you said $2,000, and they didn't think it'd be any more than $900. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
At that point, you can't have your tech go, well, okay, maybe your tech can give only one discount.
Correct.
This is a different kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. This isn't a discount. We're not talking a discount. Coupon and all that. What's in it? Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you come up through and you know here where you got all your time figured out, we want to sell the time.
Right.
Okay. And that's one thing you learn in the academy. Okay. That's the key. Yeah, you're not selling plumbing. You're not selling, you know, HVAC equipment. You're not selling paint. You're selling time. All right. And so we want to gather all the time. So we got to know, and there's a process for knowing what the time and what you can do it for. Mm-hmm. But we've seen it time and 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 time again in our own experience and in our hundreds of clients. Okay. Mm-hmm. They've gone through this. This works. Okay. All right. This is, you know, again, 40 years in the trade. Okay. You don't need special sales stuff. All right. What's happening is now we're coming back to Mrs. You know, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones has stated, got, you know, a number. And this is just, I mean, this happens in real life, okay? Mm-hmm. And you said $2,000, they said $900. Mm-hmm. I promise you come back with what your time is, and that's, the tech can't do this. That's to be something that they call the shop right in front of, you know, there's a process. We have a process for this, okay? We
teach that in the academy.
Right, and you come back with $1,500, sold. Mm-hmm. Sold.
If you come their way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because they know $2,000 you're selling. If you built, you're credible, you've done all the stuff, mm-hmm. and they've come out with their number. Okay. You've come their way and how you position it to them. Mm-hmm. It's done, sold every single time. You don't need special.
Mm-hmm. So what you're telling the customer is, you know, I'm not authorized to do that, but let me call into the shop and speak to my manager and yada, la, la, la. So they call in, talk to you, talk to GM, whatever it might be. And then you come back and you say, okay, what we can do is for $1,500. And you're, if the main thing is if we can do it today, right? Because I've got this open time slot that's dedicated to your job. And I can do it right now.
Even if you have 100 calls, even if you have 100 calls on the board, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. And it is because, I mean, like, you know, you're just overloaded. There's no way, and your CSR is upset because we're having to call people because we're not going to make it. And so let's just move on down. No. Mm-hmm. All right. Your success depends on selling that time right there. You don't make it up. You got to sell mm-hmm. that time yep. right then.
Right.
So you want to cover that time. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Exactly. Right. So, and then you tell the customer if we can do it today. I've got the open time slot. It's dedicated just to your job. If we can do it today.
Done.
Right? And
done.
Yeah, so 9 times out of 10, she's going to say, go ahead. Now there's no additional discount on top of that. And again, guys, here's the important part. Make sure on your invoice, on your work order, whatever it might be that she's going to sign or that she's eventually going to get, is that you put the task on there, water heater, whatever it is, put the task on there at the full price. They have to see the full price. And then after that, the discounted price. Right, special pricing, one day only, whatever it might be, and then obviously the negative amount if you give $1,000 off or whatever it might be, then have that on there so they can see that they got the full discount.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what won't they think that we're overcharging them? All? No, it doesn't. They don't.
Why
think
do you
that.
Think Priceline? Remember Priceline? I think Priceline still exists, right. But when Priceline came out, you literally could go out and get a hotel room for. Half or even less because the hotel has an empty room and it's close to maybe 2 or 3 days before. They don't want those hotel rooms to be empty. They don't want them to be empty. They want to sell them. So as they're going to put things out and have customers who's willing to, that needs a room and give them half off or whatever it might be, right? Even though they've got other customers that paid full price, and when the hotel rooms are, or the hotels are just 2 or 3 days away from that room sitting empty, don't you think they'd much, much, much rather have, I was going to say butt in the truck, that's not it, a body in the bed.
Body in the bed.
Body in the bed for half the price than to leave it empty? Same thing. That's Priceline.
Warm body in the bed.
Warm body. And they airlines, Priceline was big for airlines. So there's empty seats on an airline, last minute flights, right? So you may get a flight that you paid half and somebody sitting next to you paid full price.
Oh, yes.
So, which is fine. There's no difference in service. Make sure that you don't have a difference in service if you've given a really good discount, but happens all the time. It's
commonplace. Psychologically, we understand that. So if it's okay because another fear is, well, I don't want to make it sound like we need the work in that way. And we're just giving them money. No, you're not. Okay. It's okay to say, have your text say, I don't have a job after this or whatever. That's and I'm here. And so we're able to do it at a cost, The customer gets that. They're getting a deal. Okay, I know why I'm getting a deal. Mm-hmm. You don't have another job. That's why you're coming down so far.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. I've got the opening in my day. Which is true. You do have the opening in the day.
You do, right then, right?
Because you dedicated that time. So I've got the opening in the day. Can get it taken care of for you today.
These three work time and time and time again.
Yep.
When I talk with guys, when they're struggling, even now, like economic times, they say it's economic and people won't pay that. If I really hold their feet to the fire, the guys aren't doing this. Aren't doing these things. They're not doing it. They're caught up in all the emotion too and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When you do these things time and time and time and time again, mm-hmm. you'll close 98% of the calls.
Yep. Do you agree? Yes, yep. I agree. The bobblehead $1 million plumber totally agrees with this logic right there. You can see it.
These things are powerful. I use that word specifically. Yes. You do these three things.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go over the mm-hmm. offer again. Make sure they mm-hmm. understand. It's about mm-hmm. money. Offer a credible discount. Mm-hmm. It is about the money. Mm-hmm. Offer a credible discount. And then finally, ask for their price.
Yep.
All right. And you'll close it.
And serve your customer
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
So there we go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I've been mentioning, if you want to learn more about the Success Academy, okay, and we talk about that, mm-hmm. And see if that's right for you and what's all involved there. You can schedule a strategy call with a success coach, okay? And really, those calls are meant, we want to find out about you and your business, okay, where you're at, what's mm-hmm. really holding you back, and then what's best for you. Mm-hmm. So in this case, you could ask about, hey, Richard's talking about the Success Academy, the lovely Laura, we hear about the Success Academy, what's this all about, or what's involved? They'll gladly tell you about that. Mm-hmm. But really, we want to make sure, we want to know about you and make sure that we point you in the right direction. So that may be the Success Academy, mm-hmm. okay? A lot of, you know, it can be, all right? Mm-hmm. Or you may be pointing in the right, another direction. Mm-hmm. We don't care, okay? This isn't heavy pushing.
We just want you to be successful.
I just want the best for you.
And we
want
to raise the... Raise the plumbing trade, right? Yes. So we get rid of hacks that are out there, and the plumbing professional, and all the HVAC, electrician, all
I
of
know.
Them.
We're all about are, all the trades, right. Plumbing trades in general. We need more trades, yes. The trades. You know,
but we really need to be professional.
But professional about it. It's gotten mm-hmm. it's gotten hacky, okay? Yep. And you know, I do. I kind of come hard. You hear me? I'm from a plumber. I'm a master plumber. That's where I really, you know. So I hit my own more, right? I really hit hard on those. Mm-hmm. But it's that's
Sparkies this way. Can probably be hacks.
There, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. Seen you guys.
Mm-hmm. HVAC, you know? Guys can be hacks. So don't be a hack. Right. Raise the quality and the profession to a higher level, right? Raise it to a higher level. That's what we're about.
All right. So okay. There we go.
Okay.
All right. So simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call. Mm-hmm. All right. And schedule. All right, your strategy call, and there you can ask them about the Success Academy.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, this is a good one. I mean, there's so much here, mm-hmm. and I have emotion here. Guys, it is this simple, okay? But you got to do these things. It isn't the hard, you know, reality, the hardest mm-hmm. thing I had trouble with my guys, mm-hmm. the hardest thing is getting you guys to ask, you know, what, Mr. Jones, what's in your budget to get taken care of today? Mm-hmm. That is a little confrontational. Mm-hmm. When they've been, right. But it works, okay? So, I'll give you a little bonus there, okay? Tell me really what's tough. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. Well, it is tough getting you guys to go that far, mm-hmm. okay?
Yes.
And so,
but
all right?
Can be done.
There we go. All right, hey, I'm rambling on here. Before I let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.